to Pastor Nami. We just got off these powerful Zohars that explain how powerful our mouth are and how much they impact the din and shemayim, not only on ourselves but on others. The imam is going to really get a guy could have so much going for him, and if you accuse him in shemayim, they take it very seriously, and it also prevents for oneself how much kedusha and good that he does. So actually, right after the Zohar, it says Halo Nira, so it's right before Kasher Nami. So for some reason, this Sfaria doesn't have that line, so I'm just gonna read it myself over here. Halo Nira ba'alil mizar akadosh shekol divei Torah tefilah shlanu heim amdim ba'avir hashemayim veinim olim lamala. So it's apparent, based off the Zohar Kadosh, because it prevents our Torah and our tefilah from going up to shemayim because of this evil spirit that took the place. So it's just standing, it's just waiting there. Our Torah and tefillah is there, but it's not going as far as it could. It's not doing the job that it could have. So how are we going to bring the Mashiach if we don't have Torah and tefillah? There's so much Torah and tefillah nowadays, but where's it going? Okay, so now, Kasher Nami. Kasher Nami. Kasher Nami gizah inyan nimsa od yoser. And when a person delves in this matter of how bad Lashon Hara, you can find even more. Shemuvashu avam plili ba'atzmo. Aside for how, you know, like criminalistic this avera is, odu magdala kilka b'chol olamos umakshich umayit aran. It also destroys all the other worlds aside from planet Earth, and it darkens and limits its light that shines from siyat Hashemayim that Hashem gives. Aydei shirigilus hu lekama kama nashim shekoyfim es alava zek kama meis ba'alafim palmi mechayim ki afilu avan katan kishiyaklu harbi palmim hu nasa livesayf ka'avos ha'agala. All of this has caused the destruction of all these other worlds. It sounds like dramatic. It sounds intense. Like, why? Over speaking Lashon Hara once in a while? No, because there's so many different people who speak thousands of times Lashon Hara throughout the year. You know, let's say once a week this guy says Lashon Hara, and so many different people are doing that, and it all adds up. And we compare it to, like, even a small thing, to like a big calf. This idea, the Chofetz Chaim got this idea of comparing people who do small averus numerous times and it adds up into a big calf. He gets this from Yeshaya over there in Hey Yud Ches. It says, Hoi Moshke Avon, Bechav Le'ashav, Ukavas Agalachata. Those people who are so involved in this averus, even it may be minute, but they get so into it and becomes like a big calf. V'amoshul Mechute Emashi, Kishbelenu Kama Me'os Bamin. You have a thing of wool. And you keep threading it, and many times it becomes a whole big thing, right? Even if you have a pot of dirt and you put in like a little a fingerful of dirt inside, and every day you do that, at some point it's gonna become a big thing. So even if you assume that Lashon Hara is a small avera, because it's so common, it becomes a big deal. Regin lavor a love harbi the harbi anashim kama olafim paamim b'mechayim v'em kavim la'atzma klali shem menu shivarei koko l'malu hu le'ein share. And there's so many people, thousands of times throughout their day, they say Lashon Hara, and they don't accept upon themselves to try to be careful and to guard themselves. So then for sure, this destruction makes sense that it's unlimited. Okay, v'akshav v'das. We just explained it's so bad. So a person needs to think and understand, why is it that it became so hefker? If we understand why it became so hefker, maybe this will help us in guarding ourselves. Like, there's so many people who never heard of Lashon Hara, so many people who don't think about it. It's like not a big deal. It's a deraisa. Aside for all the things that we said, how bad it is, it's a deraisa. The Chofetz Chaim says he thought about it, and there's many different reasons for this. For the regular people, there's a big reason for that, and for the learners, they have another reason. Most people, they don't know the Lashon Hara is untrue. You have a lot of those people, but it's true. But it's true. Why can't I say it? It's true, right? So they don't know it's us. The Chofetz Chaim is going to repeat this numerous times. Of course, that's what Lashon Hara is. Even though it's true, it's Azer. But what about us, the Lemni Torah? Bale Torah af oisam shin is barlam. When he's time islam, she is Lashonara a few all MS. So why are we speaking Lashonara? Why become Hefker Bayas? Yishmim Kama Shayitzar Mata Oisam Bifani Mafarim. There are many different ways that Yitzhara will trick us. One of them being Echad, Shetekov Makshiva Yitzhara Baryonov as a Ishu Misapra Lov Lakhine. So the Yitzhar will do is he'll put in your mind that this guy that you're speaking about, he's a flatterer, not L'shem Shemayim, and we know that you're allowed, it's a mitzvah to publicize those who are Rishayim and those who are flatterers, right? He's a Rasha in my eyes, very simple. I just look at this guy as a Rasha, right? I know I can't speak Lashon Hara, but isn't he a Rasha? This guy always gets into arguments. Such a bad person. I can't speak Lashon Hara about him. Which we're going to learn later, and maybe next year if you do Baba Basra. It's in Chesed Batim. It's very hard to say, yeah? Sometimes a person will be tricked by the Yetzer Hara thinking that he's allowed to say Lashon Hara over here because he has the Heter of Api Tlasa, where he's saying in front of three people, so it's going to be known anyways to the guy that you're speaking about. Right, so it's not as bad because it's as if you're speaking in front of him. Or sometimes you have the heter of saying it mamash in front of him, and you think because you're saying it in front of him, he must be okay with it. But there's many different conditions that come with these heterim, which we're going to see later on. That most often people are not makayim even half of these conditions, let alone all of them. And you need to fulfill all of them to rely on this heter. Yitzhar tells you, like, everyone says, oh, but isn't it mutter? He's in front of me, right? Everyone's, all the Baal Lashon Hara, they always know all the, like, the words that describe the Heter, but they don't actually know the details behind them, right? So that is a big Yitzhar Hara, is trying to apply these Heterim without actually knowing when you could apply it. Also, sometimes people just don't know to what depth is considered Lashon Hara. For example, like, people like get used to like saying, I mean, the example he uses is people say, oh, this guy's not that smart. He's not that good of a speaker. A lot of times people say, this is not a good restaurant, or he's not a good singer, right? So like, people just don't know that this is degrading speech. This is usher. Okay, we'll stop there. Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you.